Dr. Michael Bodden is a forensic pathologist, and he's a Fox News contributor as well, and he's on the couch this morning with the very interesting topic of Osama bin Laden being laid to rest at sea. And a lot of people are wondering, how do they do that?
Well, they can just drop the body into the water from a helicopter. It would be the easiest way.
But what about weights on it? I mean, what if it comes ashore at some point? How does that work?
Well, sometimes burials at sea do come ashore months and years later, so I'm sure they would have had some ability to weigh it down so it doesn't come ashore. But what's interesting is that traditionally a Muslim burial, the head has to face toward Mecca, and you can't do that at sea. So
what a shame.
I'm sure they followed other protocol. What about... we had always assumed that they were going to do a DNA swab or something like that, but instead what they do, apparently somebody on location said, yep, that's the guy, that's Osama bin Laden.
Steve, I did see a report that said they did DNA testing.
Did they do DNA?
Yeah.
Would it have come back yet?
Well, they must have had some very good equipment on the field.
Because they use facial recognition. How does that work?
Well, facial recognition is not 100%, so one has to be careful. I'm sure they came in with fingerprinting equipment, with dental identification, and with DNA, and that they were able to do a very quick DNA at the scene. The DNA can be done in less than 24 hours, but this was in less than 5 hours. So they must have had some very super equipment at the scene, but they, I'm sure, also identified him by fingerprints, which is good enough, and by dental, because they've had those things on file also.
And he's a really
for 10
tall
years.
Guy.
Yeah, start off with pick the tallest guy. I wonder whether they did an autopsy or not, because remember, with all the thoughts about his diseases and illness, they can check to see whoever, the reliability of the people that were given the U.S. that kind of information.
That's good.
And to remove the bullets to see who actually shot him, because there'll be some thoughts raised that maybe it was one of the people in the facility who shot him, not the Marines and things like that. That could all be resolved.
It's so amazing listening to you speak about all these details, is all the planning that would have had to have gone into this, not just the mission, but the follow-up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure when they, as part of their planning, they had to identify him as quickly as possible. And they did. And I'm sure they used multiple techniques, because there are going to be people coming forth to say he was really not, he was sort of a copy.
You've seen so many gruesome photos. We keep hearing that the photos are gruesome. Does that mean if he gets a shot to the head, it's necessarily blown apart? Are we going to be able to recognize him from these photos?
Probably, usually the gruesomeness has to do with blood that hasn't been wiped away. So anytime somebody's shot in the head or any place, they bleed. And if you take photos with the person not washed up, it looks more gruesome than it is. And but a close wound can really cause a lot of damage to the head.
All right, Dr. Michael Bodden.